Welcome to another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning ahead of a lot of things. Well, after last night's Taylor Swift concert and then before today's North Dakota State football game, NDSU's playing Ferris State, of course, and kind of the downer game after the big Kansas State game before the schedule gets much more difficult for NDSU. But that game can be heard today on KFGO. Kickoff is 4 p.m., and of course, before all of that becomes the tailgate show with Ryan Gellner, then the pregame show with Scott Miller, Phil Hansen, Jeremy Jorgensen, and then kickoff. And then after the game, after NDSU presumably wins 175-3 or something like that over Division II Ferris State, then it'll be the postgame show and then the Bison Rewind show with Ryan Gellner. So as you're driving home from the game, you can call in and let your thoughts be known. I hope, and not to dwell too much on this because we have some outdoors and some fishing to talk with Barry Schnard of FM Walleyes here in just a second or two, but I hope that, you know, the backup quarterback Carson Wentz gets in for a half, right? I hope that the fans who go there get something other than just a 75-0 victory, because that's what it's going to be. Presumably, if not, it's going to be a heck of a story, but I hope some of the backups get in and fans can take a look at Carson Wentz and see how things might look for the future. But that's a whole different story. Plenty of time to talk about that later on the show. Let's talk some fishing to start off things today with Barry Schnard of FM Walleyes. And FM Walleyes has been a very nice sponsor of Mike McFeely Outdoors for the past couple years. Great organization with which to work and a group of good guys. So I want to talk some fishing with Barry. Hello, Barry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike.
Why don't you pull that microphone right into your mouth a little bit there, Barry, and and we'll be just fine. Are you a bison guy? I don't even know if you're a big bison guy. Are you a big...
You know, I watch them a lot from afar. I don't get to the games myself very much, but I watch them from afar, and boy, I got a lot of respect for what Craig Bohl has been able to do with that team over the years, and certainly, I mean, coming off two national championships, I mean, everybody wonders, are you going to be able to keep it going? Are you staying focused? And to come into that first game this year, a lot of respect for that guy and for that team and the way they came together. They really played well as a team, and a lot of respect for his program over there.
Apparently they're keeping it together. That's right. Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty here, and then maybe later we can have some fun just talking. Well, not that this isn't fun, but we'll talk some fun, just basic fishing. But FM Walleyes has some things coming up here in September, Barry, in terms of some tournaments, or a big tournament here coming up on Big Cormorant. Tell us, you take it. Take the stage.
It's our final tournament of the year here, our Big Cormorant Fall Classic Tournament, which has gotten to be, you know, our most popular tournament in Classic Cup Series. But with our final tournament of the year coming up on the third weekend after Labor Day, and we'll have probably somewhere in that 80 to 90 teams, 150 to 200 people will be out there competing on a walleye tournament, and we'll probably award somewhere around $18,000 to $20,000 in this tournament and the payout. And it's also going to be the final one for the season for us. We'll be giving out our season points awards, and we also decide the qualifiers. It'll be the last chance to qualify for a new event that we're going to have in 2014, which we call our Champions Challenge Mystery Lake Tournament.
Oh,
that we're going to hold.
Very intriguing.
Yeah, and it's a format that's kind of interesting to a lot of our anglers, that there's no real reason to pre-fish because you don't know where we're going to go until the rules meeting is when we'll announce it, and where we're going to be fishing will be a one-day shootout. And it's a whole different type of a challenge for that Mystery Lake, that during tournament hours when the clock is ticking, you got to figure out where they're at, what to do, and it'll be a new challenge for the guys.
Well, and it sounds like a lot of fun because many of us that aren't very good fishermen, that's kind of how we fish all the time, is we show up on a lake and go, oh, okay, I'll try over there now.
You know, and that's a good point because, I mean, other people can kind of watch how these guys do a lot of fishing, and it's like, okay, when they're really trying to figure them out and fast, when they got to do it with a lot of velocity, you know, what do they do? How do they go about it and watch what they're doing out there? So, I mean, I think it'll be a real entertaining tournament, and the guys are looking forward to the challenge.
And just so people know, just so listeners know, when there is a tournament like the Cormorant Fall Classic, for example, guys pre-fish it. They'll go down. Yep. And in fact, on Labor Day, I had the afternoon free, and my wife said, get out of the house. I'm sick of seeing you. Go take the boat down to the lake or something and get out of my hair. I said, fine, honey, thank you. And so I took the boat down to Cormorant just to goof around and see what I could find. And it wasn't much, to be honest with you, because, again, I'm not very good. But when I stopped at the access, the DNR guy was there checking for invasive species and doing the check. And he said, oh, And I have a couple logos of sponsors on my boat, so I look like I know what I'm doing. And he goes, oh, are you pre-fishing for the tournament? And I said, no, what tournament are you talking about? He said, oh, the Cormorant Fall Classic. I thought, oh, it's three weeks away, but these guys are pre-fishing 3 weeks ahead of time. And so that's the challenge of the mystery lake.
The guys that fish this tournament year after year, it's about this time of the year. That's the lake that they'll be going to when they can get out there. But, you know, the Cormorant Fall Classic is interesting because we're going into that fall pattern. And you really have to understand the fish movements and what stage that they're at during that fall pattern. They start moving from their summer patterns and where they're at in the summer haunts and start going into a fall pattern. And the guys that understand those fish movements and understand the weather conditions that we're in and leading up to the tournament and as those fish move around where they're going to be at, those are the guys that really are able to consistently do well in this tournament.
Even with the temperature on Friday yesterday was 95 degrees and humid. We've had a hot September so far after a cool mid-July. But the fish are still going to the fall pattern, even if it's 90 degrees, 85 degrees.
And it's interesting, you know, and you mentioned the DNR, and our walleye club works real closely with the DNR in a number of ways. But, you know, we've learned by being able to visit with the biologists at the DNR that you know, temperatures and water temperature, that has something to do with it. But there's also a photo period, you know, the amount of light.
Sunlight.
And as the days are getting shorter and shorter, that's going to affect them too. And it affects them in the springtime and affects them in the fall. If you remember last year when we had such an early spring and there was that challenge with the spawn and the water temperatures were right, but the photo period wasn't right. And that really kind of mixed up the spawn here last year. Hmm. And the DNR biologists were able to really, they says, you know what, this confirms that there's certainly a photo period effect on the walleye behavior as well, too.
You know, when the sun starts going down later or earlier in the day, Barry, and the days start getting shorter, I change, too. I get much grumpier and eat a lot more in the fall. And you know, so I'm going in my fall pattern, too, right now. Barry Chouinard of FM Walleyes is our guest on Mike McFeely Outdoors this morning. We're talking about FM Walleyes business and specifically the Cormorant Fall Classic coming up next weekend, right, at Big Cormorant Lake?
No, it'll be
two weekends from now. So when we're talking about the Fall Classic, give listeners an idea of what type of poundage we're talking here. What's going to win this thing? What's historically, how many pounds of walleye does somebody have to catch to win this baby?
You know, it's been going up and up, which is a testament to the health of Big Cormorant Lake. I mean, it's been a great lake, but we're probably up there somewhere in that 30 to 32 pound, and that will be 2 days with six fish per day being weighed. So there'll be baskets brought in with six fish that'll weigh in that 18, 20 pound. It'll probably be in those top baskets per day, and it'll be right around 30 to 32 pounds is probably what it's going to take to win it.
Average of 3 pounds of fish, average of 3.5 pounds of fish. That's pretty good.
Yep, you know, and I mean, especially when you consider each team can only bring in two of them that are over 20 inches per day with Minnesota state law. So you've got one per angler per day that's over 20 inches, and the other ones have to be under 20. And you'll see some guys out there that, I'm throwing back 20s and I'm looking for my unders. So,
not a problem I have usually. I'm looking for anything, mostly unders. Barry Chouinard, our guest on Mike McFeely Outdoors. We're going to take our first break of the program. When we return, we'll talk more walleye fishing, more about Big Cormorant, very popular lake in the Minnesota Lakes area. It's a pretty good multi-species lake, too. It's mostly known for walleye, but there's a lot of other things happening there as well. We'll talk more fishing with Barry Chouinard next, right here on KFGO.
Rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes wheat.